Rick Brown doesn't have to travel too far to get to the Quad Cities. He retired in December after 35 years with the Des Moines Register and has covered the Classic every year since 1983. This year, he returns to write for the tournament website.
It's not nearly as challenging as a newspaper, where a newspaper you feel like you almost have to have your hands around the entire thing. Now, this is specifically, I'm just writing a game story like I would an early one with how the first half of the field is doing and then the overall after the day's over. So nothing real challenging, but enjoyable, and it's a great way to still feel involved in the tournament.
Brown has witnessed and written about countless remarkable drives, putts, victories, and upsets at the Deer Classic over 33 years, but he says the most memorable moments happened in recent years.
Ooh, I would say 2010, when Paul Guido shot 59 in the first round and Steve Stricker shot 60. Steve Stricker ended up beating Guidos on Sunday for the title. And then to see Jordan Spieth win two of the last three, you know, his first career victory will always be at TPC Deer Run and the John Deere Classic.
He's covered PGA tournaments across the U.S., as well as Zach Johnson's first Ryder Cup appearance in Dublin. Johnson is a Cedar Rapids native and won the Deere Classic in 2012. Brown says they've become close friends.
When you get to know the people you cover, I think they have a better appreciation for what you do, and then the respect is better on both sides.
Mark Zucchino also spends a lot of his time traveling along with pro golfers, but this is his first time at the John Deere Classic. Zucchino works for PGA Tour Radio, which provides play-by-play coverage and studio analysis. He's one of three rovers broadcasting live from each hole.
If I was calling a regular shot, it would be something along the lines of 11 feet. This is for birdie. This putt will move right to left. It'll climb up the hill very slow in the last 2 feet. Ball's on its way, moving on a good line. He has it. There it is, a birdie. That's kind of the tone.
Parts of the job took some getting used to. Zucchino carries 15 to 20 pounds of equipment and has about six different voices in his headphones from hosts, analysts, producers, engineers, and other rovers. He's naturally a loud talker and had to master the hushed technique.
You can be loud and energetic, and then you get out there and it's like, okay, I've got to blend in here. And at the same time, you have to blend in without doing the typical golf whisper because, you know, no one really enjoys that or wants to encourage that type of belief that that's how you call it.
Photographer Todd Meisner has been snapping photos at the Deer Classic since it was held at Oakwood Country Club in Coal Valley. This week, the director of photography for the Dispatch and Rock Island Argus is overseeing a team of first-time golf photographers. The most important lesson? Never snap a photo during a golfer's swing. The click from a camera is enough to get a golfer riled up, as, unfortunately, Meisner has experienced.
Back at Oakwood, Curtis Strange screamed and yelled at me, and I wasn't even the one that took the picture. I had already taken his picture. I didn't need his picture again. He was playing bad, and he was on one last hole to go, and he was going to get in his car and go to the airport, and some amateur on the other side of the tee box snapped in the middle of his backswing, and he only could see me, so he unloaded on me, and I just stood there and smiled and shrugged my shoulders. And I mean, what am I going to do? I'm not going to win an argument with a U.S. Open winner.
Meisner looks forward to the Deer Classic each year and has taken some great shots. Over 27 years, his favorite photo is from 2013.
We were tired and we've been walking all day, and there was this kid in the bunker, and we're like, well, we'll shoot the kid come out of the bunker and he's not going to be in the lead and we'll just go get some water.
That kid was Jordan Spieth.
He chipped in and he went crazy, and I was lucky enough to be there and I made the picture. Picture ran in our paper, ran on the wire, and then Sports Illustrated picked it up.
There are a lot of men out at TPC Deer Run this week, but one woman at the course is reporter Elizabeth Wattis with WQAD Channel 8, the official TV sponsor of the Classic. It's her first year covering the tournament.
It's been kind of cool being here, being a female, and just jumping right in, kind of, you know, I can do this too.
Almost everyone who works at Channel 8 is working the tournament this week.
My job is to find different stories that really aren't sports, but more human interest stories, cool volunteers, people that are making a difference out here that not necessarily tied to golf.
Those are just four of the hundreds of media professionals covering the John Deere Classic this week, including me. I'm Lacey Scarmano.